day in a pure,
in a pure
and perfect and perfect way. I want to live.
I want to live.
I want to live.
I want to live.
Oh, in a building, in a building not made
by
hands. Come on, y'all. Lord, keep my body. Lord, keep my body strong. And keep my hand from doing wrong. Give me grace. So I can run
this Christian race.
Oh, I want to live
in a building not made by hands.
I'm just a stranger. I'm just a stranger here. I'm traveling through this barren land. But Lord, I know, Lord, I know, I got a building, oh, a building not made by every head bowed. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for allowing us to come to worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done, for what you're doing, for what we know you're yet going to do. God, word my mouth, give me what to say. Give your people an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Oh Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And all of God's people said, amen. Come on, y'all. Lord, I know, Lord, I know, I got a building, building somewhere, a building not made. Come on, y'all, one more time. Lord, keep
my day by day
in a pure, and perfect way. I wanna live.
I wanna live.
I wanna live.
I wanna live.
Oh, in a building, in a building not made by hands. Come on, y'all, give God some praise. You may have your seats in the presence of the Lord. That's my goal. I wanna live in a building not made by hands. In Hebrews, the 12th chapter. I'm just thanking God today for another opportunity to stand before his people. On this past week, a friend of mine, Pastor, I can't remember, see, a friend of mine got his name, I think it's Derek Williams, I believe, passed away, one of the pastors in Central Georgia. We're praying for that family, that church family, that jurisdictional family, that immediate family, that God would give them strength. Death is tough, but it's tougher to deal with when it's happened that you weren't expecting it. Somebody, this young man, I can't remember the name, Nazarene evangelist, went to the service for Bishop Hankerson's wife, doing just fine, told one of his friends, good night. He went on to his hotel room. About 3 or 4 days later, he was dead. I think it was a heart attack. But sometimes we take life for granted, especially young people. They feel like they got it made. And we don't know where death is. But one thing my dad taught me, make sure we meet Jesus before we meet death. Amen. I thank God for all of you today. Hebrews, the 12th chapter. It looked like Well, Hebrews 12 and 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Verse 3, for consider him, before you quit, for consider him that endureth such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. Consider him before you faint in your mind. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let's notice the second verse again. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. I want to take my subject from that second verse. There will be joy after this. There will be joy after this. One of the reasons, I'm going to give you one of my secrets I've had for a while. My wife knows about it. I've never been the pastor that look forward to doing weddings. I do weddings because that's my job. I'm a pastor. But seem like I'm more comfortable doing funerals. And y'all say, this dude crazy. Yes, I am. I'm crazy. But when I do a wedding, I'm not sure if it's going to last. When I do a funeral, I know they're not getting up. Y'all see the logic behind that? When I do marriage counseling, and I don't do a lot of it because most people that's going to break up, they're going to break up. I don't care what you say anyway. They're already mad. The same guy that they say they love forever, to death do us part, they can't stand him. Y'all, come on, y'all know what I'm talking about. Sometime I've heard people talk about, she act like she ain't never knew me before in her life. You do not want a young lady to get mad with you. Yeah, come on, can y'all talk to me today? Am I telling you? The Bible says you do not want to live in the house with an angry woman. That's just the Bible. How embarrassing was it the other day that the football player that just got signed by Pittsburgh, he had to call 911 on his wife. Hit him in the mouth, knocked out a tooth. And he called, he said, y'all need to get that woman out of my house. She was mad. I ain't making this up. I got some witnesses. But many times, we can't deal with right now situations because we can't see beyond right now. Why would a man leave his wife because they're having financial difficulties? And he said, I just can't handle it. So he's going to leave her to handle it all by herself. It doesn't make any sense. But many times, people don't know how to deal with pressure. Back in my younger days, when I had a lot of pressure on me, I was saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. But I had to have a way out. So when the pressure got so big, so bad, I didn't know what to do. I went to Morrison's. Got white meat chicken, macaroni and cheese, collard green, and peach cobbler. And I was fine. And everybody handles pressure differently. I talked to a member of Tabernacle yesterday, and she said she needed to get away. She lost people in her family, and she was outside in her 70s cutting the grass. She said, because that's a way for me to get away from it. Sometimes you need, anybody need to know what? You don't need to get a different environment sometimes. That's why vacations are so important. You need to get away sometime. But in the text that I'm talking about today, I want to encourage you. Last Sunday, we talked about trusting the process. Friday night, we talked about faith. Today, I want to encourage you to let you know that what you are going through right now will not last forever. I tried it when I was 17 and 18 years old. I knew that I was not a long distance runner. I was a sprinter, ran the 100 and the 220, and I was good at it. I went to the state. But when Coach Pinkston said, Peyton, I'm going to just run the 440. I said, okay, ain't no problem. So me and my 145 pounds, I know y'all can't imagine that now, but don't even try. I got down and I started running the 440, which is one time around the track as fast as you can. And I thought I had my mindset. I thought it'd be over in less than a minute. So I thought I had my mindset. I got in starting blocks and I started running. And guess who was in first place? I was. But then I heard, y'all heard the story about the monkey jumping on your back. It wasn't the monkey, it was the gorilla. The gorilla jumped on my back. I thought I had my mind set, but my mind really wasn't set. And I'm in the lead, but all those folks started passing me because my mind really wasn't made up that I could do it. Many times in this life, I've read some stories this week. I think I talked about one Friday night, young boy. What he had to go through, he was homeless at 4 years old. Daddy left him, and mama and him and his mama and brother had to go house to house. Got 17 years old, and the mother said, you got 2 months to find somewhere to live. So he lived with a neighbor for 2 months till he finished high school. And he kept doing what he had to do, and now he's on the city council of the city of Snailville, because he did not let what he was going through shape his future. Oh my God, y'all gonna listen to me in a minute. Sometimes we make, some of you all, even right now, will make an excuse for where you are. Because, well, you know, my mom and dad, they broke up when I was 4, and you 54 now, and you still talking about what happened 50 years ago. Many times, and I talked about this the other night, sometimes you got to encourage yourself. When they talked about stoning David, David got a hold of himself. And he realized that they can't do no more to me than what God allowed them to do. And I know, I'm telling y'all, you got some enemies whether you know who they are or not. You got some haters, whether you know who they are or not, but they cannot stop you if your mind is made up. In this lesson today, we have Jesus. Bible says, for the joy that was set before him. And I want y'all to understand what that means. I'm in a situation now, but after I go through this situation, there is joy on the other side of this situation. Oh, can anybody identify with that? So in Matthew, the I believe it's the 26th chapter, when he prayed three times, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. But nevertheless, not my will, but let your will be done. He had to get a hold of himself. And you got to get a hold of yourself that whatever happened in your life, God allowed it to happen, not to break you down, but to build you up. You would never have an excuse to come to church. Well, I would praise him, but the Lord allowed this. He didn't allow anything for you to stop praising him. That's why David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. It doesn't matter what I go through, he's still God. So he said, not my will. In other words, if it were left up to me, I wouldn't have to go through all of this, but not my will, Lord, but let your will be done. So when they came to arrest him, there was no resistance. Oh yeah, Peter picked up his sword, cut the soldier's ear off. Jesus rebuked him and picked his ear up and put it back on his head. Now, first of all, that would have been it for me. I'm with somebody, and he pick up the ear, put it on the head. If I'm on the other side, I'm on his side from now on. I'm putting out all my weapons. Y'all can do what y'all want to. I'm on his side. That's the kind of power he had. But he did not resist, because in his mind, when this is over, I'm going back to my throne in glory. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. He was there in the beginning. So for the joy set before him, he's going back home to be with his Father. I was watching a service yesterday from Beaufort, South Carolina. Some old young preacher trying to take some of my message. I heard him say, no man taketh my life from me, but I lay it down of my... You ain't got no business doing that, Brother Jackson. That's my scripture. No man take it. That's what he said. He said, no man taketh my life from me, but I lay it down of myself. He said, I got the power to lay it down. I got the power to take it up again. You go ahead and do what you want to do, but in 3 days, I'm going to get up, and all power is going to be. Good word yesterday, sir. I enjoyed that. Man, woman, boy, girl, in my closing, you got to get in your mind that trouble don't last always. You got to get in your mind that when you say you're going through, you're saying something prophetically. You're not saying I'm stuck, but you're saying I'm going through. In other words, I'm making progress out of this situation. And if you know what the Bible said, he said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. If you're going through, you know he is right there with you. So if you're going through and he's right there with you, what in the world are you worrying about? Many times, we can't look beyond. I preached a message in Southern Georgia. I think the message lasts about 2 or 3 minutes. Trying to get the people to understand what you're dealing with right now is only temporary. Don't you never get in your mind that God has forgotten about you. Don't you ever get in your mind that he has a respecter of persons. Don't you ever get in your mind that he's not going to do what he said he's going to do. But the best thing for you to do is consider him. Consider what Jesus had to go through. He became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Consider him. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's what you need to remember. And when you're going through, you need to find people that are going to talk your same language. You don't need people to, when you're sick and you tell them what's wrong, yeah, you know what, my cousin had it. How old are you? 56. He was about 56 too, and he died. You don't need to talk to folks like that. You need to talk to folk that know that God is able. That's why some people don't get excited when testimony service going on, because they really haven't gone through nothing. But if you are saved and sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, you got a testimony of how God brought you out. All of us are going through something. We're not dealing with the same thing. But the devil is on your track. He tried to turn you back. But you need to pray your way through your situation. You need to give God glory in everything that you do. And when the devil tells you, you know God's not going to do it, you need to tell him, I know about you, sir. You are a liar. You are the father of lies. You are an accuser of the brethren. You are a deceiver. But my God is able. And even if it don't do it, I know he's able. Somebody say yes. So I can see Jesus now going to the cross, despising the shame. They lied on him. They accused him. False accusing. But he got his mind right. And he said, for the joy that is set before me, I'm going to go through this cross, because after this, I'm going home to be with my Father. After this, I'm going to get my seat back in glory. After this, you got to say to yourself, after this, I'm going to be stronger. After this, I'm going to be wiser. After this, I'm going to have a great anointing. After this, I'm going to have a testimony. Somebody say yes. Tell your neighbor, there will be joy after this. There will be joy after this. Tell your neighbor, you might come out before me, but that's all right. When you come out, I'm going to celebrate with you. Because that's the same way that God brought you out. He gonna bring me out. If God bring you out, he can bring you out. But you got to praise him. You got to magnify. You got to give him glory. So God told me when I flew in this morning from Snailville, my plane was on time. When I flew in this morning, I didn't have no trouble with my luggage. I brought my luggage, and God told me to tell you, go to Hebrew and tell the people there will be joy after all this. You're going to now, but there will be joy. You cried now, but there will be joy after this. You're sick in your body, but there will be joy after this. Your children not say, but there will be joy after this. Can I get a witness? Come on, give him praise. Tell somebody, after this, we're going to shout the victory. Matter of fact, we don't have to wait till it's over. We can go ahead, shout. We can go ahead and shout right now. tonight. Want to hurt nobody's feeling, but God told me to say this: if you can't praise him while you're going through, chances are you are not coming out. Did y'all hear what I said? If you can't praise him while you're going through, chances are you are not coming out. Let me see the hands of those that are going through something. Can you praise him while you're there? Can you give him glory while you're there? Can you magnify him while you're there? Come on and praise him. Everyone standing that's able to stand.